Bob, Mike, and Lou, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to y'all as well. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. It's playoff weekend. We got wild card games. You guys are off for a week. Now, will you watch these games this weekend? As fans, we're going to watch all four. Like, as a player, do you watch these games that are coming up this weekend, Rob?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sit down and you take this time that you have off and relax and get your body back to full health and watch a little football. So, yeah, you definitely watch and see the results of all these games.
You watched that Cincinnati-Houston game, seeing that that's the one team that potentially you could play in Cincinnati that you haven't seen yet this year. You've seen Pittsburgh, you've seen Denver. Is that Cincinnati team the one team that you guys got to kind of look at because you're not really familiar with them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you don't play a team the whole season. You don't know the personnel. You don't know what they like to run. So definitely, you know, look at them a little extra hard just because you're not familiar with what the things that they do on the field. So. Yeah, definitely I'll watch that game and see what the result is.
Robbie, look at the last 3 weeks, and you see some slow starts offensively, defensively. Is it more of game planning, you think, or is it more of maybe just going out there and not executing what you've been working on the week?
No, I think that, you know, we just have to come out with a little bit better energy, you know, because once we do realize or, you know, bring the effort and the energy that we need, you know, we start to turn things around. So I think it's just starting fast with energy and, you know, getting your bodies and minds right for the 1 o'clock games. You know, during the season, we didn't have many 1 o'clock games. So, again, just getting your mind right and going out there and starting fast. So I think that we definitely, you know, need to start faster than we had started the last 2 weeks, definitely.
Rob, we talked to you after that Bronco game, and you talked about the adjustments, and Gerard talked about the adjustments he made defensively. Specifically, I think you guys were in here watching the tape today of the Bills game. Was there something they did when they got up 21-0 you weren't prepared for? You mentioned the energy level and being ready for 1 o'clock games, but as a defense, their offense, the Bills specifically, they surprised you with anything, or was just some breakdowns on your end?
No, you know, all week, we kind of knew the things that they like to do, you know, obviously getting empty, spread the ball out, quick throws, get the ball out of the quarterback's hand fast. So, you know, those are all the things that we were prepared for. We obviously just didn't execute well enough on defense. So, you know, again, we have to do a better job of that. You know, it's not like that they came out and did something completely different than what we had prepared for. So, you know, we just have to, again, come out and execute better.
When you look at that Bills team, they have a wide receiver, you know, Stevie Johnson, and he had a touchdown early, and he has that celebration. And as a fan, we look at that. I think it's kind of 50-50, Rob, in terms of, well, the league has to make sure that nothing crazy happens, but also, hey, the dude just pulled his shirt down and showed his shirt to the crowd. As a player, do you think the league does a good job in policing that celebration stuff? I mean, if you were an offensive guy getting the end zone, would you want to be able to showcase a little bit? Do you like how the league handles that?
Yeah, you know, I think that the league handles it well now. I'm not really big on the whole individual celebration anyway, so, you know, I think you just should keep it simple and, you know, you score, you know, you could do something simple, but you don't need to get into a whole elaborate celebration. You know, I think that's kind of silly. So, you know, I think that what the league does nowadays with, you know, the penalties and the fines with celebrations is, you know, that's okay with me.
What do you like better from your teammates, the Rob Gronkowski spike or the Aaron Hernandez making it rain in the club? Which one do you prefer?
I'm a big fan of the spike. You know, the thunderous spike is always a good, you know, that's a nice exclamation point on a touchdown. So, you know, I like that.
You know, Rob, when you look around the NFL, I mean, there are 3, 4 maybe elite offenses. You guys have one of them, and it seems as though the way the last 3 weeks have gone, it's, you know, maybe a slow start defensively, offensively, and then there's that one turnover, and it just seems to spark this team, both sides of the football, because you guys, I'm sure, know that that offense is right behind you, and they're going to turn it into 7. That's going to be huge for you guys, knowing a big play will be followed up by Tom Brady and 7 points.
Well, you know, obviously, defensively, we got to do our jobs to get the offensive ball as many times as they can. You know, they're definitely a powerful offense, so the more times you get Tom the ball, he's going to be able to do something with it. So that's our job defensively, to do the best we can to get the offense as many touches as they can get in the game. So that's our goal, is to get the offensive ball.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about last year and this year, Rob. Obviously, 14-2, you face the Jets, you lose there at home, and You know, a lot of fans wondering, you know, what's different? You know, what's different in this year's Patriots team? Do you think it's fair to try to look at this team this year and compare it to last year's team? Is that a fair comparison year to year, a certain team?
No, I think that every year is a new year, and you can't look at previous years. You can't compare this year to any other year. It's a different year. Obviously, there's different personnel, so you can't compare it at all, really. You can't look at the past because it's over with. So the only thing you can do is look at the future. So, you know, we got to look at who we're going to play after this next weekend coming up, and whoever we do have to come down and play, we got to prepare well for them. And obviously it's a one-game season now, so go out there and play ball. So come 8 o'clock next 2 weeks from now, really, you know, we'll be ready to roll.
We've been talking about, it seems like this team doesn't panic. They don't get on one another early on in games. Is that, to us, the one big difference we see in this year's team, the last year's team, or maybe the last few years? You guys so mentally tough, and I think that's one of the biggest differences. Do you see that with this team?
No, you know, there's been some situations during the year that, you know, haven't gone our way, but we've been able to stick together as a team and, you know, come out with the win. So, you know, really, at the end of the day, it's all about the winning or the losing, and we've done more winning. So, you know, we just got to continue that trend and continue to win.
Rob, can you put into words the difference between a regular season game and a playoff game? You've been in these last two postseason games for the Patriots. Can you explain it to a fan in words what's different? Is it the energy level? Is it the execution, the preparation? What's the biggest difference from regular season into postseason football?
I mean, it's all the above. It's, like I said, you know, it's a one-game season, and you know, all the work that you've put in from training camp till the end of the season comes to just one game. So, you know, it's not like any other sport like basketball where you have a series of games to decide the winner. It's one game and the loser goes home, and that's the end of their season. So obviously, you know, it's a big game, and you know, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and everyone wants to get to that Super Bowl. That's what we've all been dreaming about since we were kids. So, you know, everything you got to put into the game.
All right, seems a lot of flexibility on this defense. You got Edelman out there, Matthew Slater's out there, McCourty's corner to safety. Any talk at all? You talked to Bill about maybe playing cornerback, maybe playing nose tackle, taking over for Big Vince?
No, I'll stick with what I'm stick to my role, which I've been doing. So, I'll stick to the linebacker position. I'm good with that.
Let's get you out on this. How big was the celebration when your Boilermakers held off Western Michigan in something called the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl last week?
I think I like the Motor City Bowl better. That sounded a little bit better from what it used to be. So, Little Caesars Bowl, I don't know, maybe they got some free pizza afterwards. It sounds like a, sounded like a good bowl to me, I guess. But, you know, it's Purdue, you know, hopefully they can keep rolling and next year get a better bowl.
Rob, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Take care.
There he is, Patriots linebacker Rob.